we're, as human beings, generally speaking, we're spoiled. We don't mind the weather. We change the weather. We make little boxes to live in, and we artificially create a climate inside that little box, and we get spoiled with it. I do remember one, my mother only said, she only ever said one thing about my birthday. She remembered it very well. I was her first child, and I was born on June 28th. And it was the hottest day of the year, according to my mama. She described quite lengthy, I won't go into it, but she described a lengthy run from the fields when her water broke. And I was on the way. And she ran down a fence line, and she was... She gave a lot of detail about what it was to bring me into the world. Oh, my goodness. And they didn't have a telephone, but she passed the house of the midwife who would then deliver me. And so it all got done. It all got done that day. And I think it was 10 days later, the doctor came by to check on mom and baby. So I did have a doctor check on me, and mama did. So, but in my family, I suppose my mom and dad were delivered much like that. But starting with my younger brother, the next kids, the next two kids were hospital born. My mama would have no more to do with that. KK4JBQ.
And UE. Well, I remember when first son was born, that experience at the hospital was scary. I mean, that was just, oh my goodness, it was just not good. The hospital was full, the delivery rooms were full, and she was in labor for 22 hours, and when they finally had a room opened up, we walked up on the maternity ward, and there was a mother that was walking off her contractions, walking on the floor. And we opened the doors, and oh man, she was in some horrible pain. And we just, you know, Anna just closed the door and said, no, no. And I said, oh yeah, baby, we gotta go. But it was just quite the experience. Of course it all worked out, but it was scary, Larry, it really was.
All I've got to say, for my part and for your part, is that it's a very good thing that it was not intended that man should ever bear children. That's a woman's job. And we should respect them with great esteem every chance we get. Because if it weren't for women, there would be no humans on the earth. We'd have died off a long time ago. And for everyone that you see, count them. For everyone that you see, a woman had to go through something a man could not endure. I'm certain of it. I don't care how tough you are. I don't think the body changes, physical and emotional, I just know I couldn't take it. I was 13 when my little sister came along. And so I was old enough to be told what I could do to help, you know. And I did everything I could possibly do to help. Around the house, and Mom in particular, and when the baby came home, I sat with that child. I rocked that child to sleep, and I fed that child, and it's a precious memory to me because I never had any children of my own, and that was close enough. I was old enough to understand that I was needed, and I stepped up. And so I carried those memories. My sister's gone now. She died at 56. Just like everybody says they want to go, she died in her sleep. This man could not endure that. KK4JPQ.
So, memorable moments with the firstborn was when we finally got into the labor room. The nurse came in there and put this little special belt on her belly. It had a little sensor on it or something on it, and I hooked her up to this machine so you could see her contraction coming before she could feel it. And I was kind of amazed with the machine, you know. And it didn't take me long to figure out that I could see the machine could detect that the contraction was coming before she knew it was coming. And I just remember, you know, after about 30 minutes of saying, I grab her hand and say, okay, you know, I'm looking at the machine and here, you know, there's another contraction coming. It's going to be here in, you know, 30, 40 seconds. And I just kind of got to a point. One time when she just said, shut up. I don't need you telling me. Just leave me alone. I didn't quite know what to do. It was quite the experience. And then getting to cut the umbilical cord, that went nothing like I thought it was going to go. You know, absolutely nothing like I thought it was going to go, you know. And that stuff is tough. I mean, it's like cable. I couldn't cut it for anything. And, you know, but it was all good experiences. I wouldn't trade them for anything, I guess.
No, you wouldn't trade them for nothing. And well, I guess they're almost done. I can't remember your daughter's name. But all the children are out of the house. She is the youngest, I suppose. And I'm thinking that you consider yours an empty nest, do you not?
Yes, I guess you could say that. It's been some adjustment. That's what you mean.
The adjustment is one thing. Family life has changed dramatically. Some ways I guess you miss, but other ways it's really nice, you know, to have a little privacy again. Oh, excuse me, a little privacy again, and for things not just go haywire all the time. But I don't know. I've watched some of the movies you sent me, and I think you like chaos.
I go for in you. I like chaos as long as I am the one creating it. But when kids bring the drama, that's just, you know, no way, you know. And I just, you know, I don't know how many times kids have said, "Daddy, you just don't understand." Well, no, I understand perfectly. It's just, you know, all this drama. This is what you got to do. But no. It gets it danced around the truth for, you know, 5 days instead of just hitting it head on and getting it over with. It's just, you know, I never will understand it. But they're getting to be adults now, and they're understanding, and I just laugh every time I see them, you know. And my middle son, he knows what I'm laughing at when I laugh at him. You know, it's just like, yeah, it's okay, I understand now.
Yeah, they'll, in time, they will understand, because they take on many of the responsibilities, and as soon as they have their first, they will really get to know what it's like to be a, well, your son, to be a daughter, or shoot, to be a father, and your daughters, to be a mother. It's the way of life. It's complicated. Not having any children of my own, of course, it means I had no grandchildren. But I missed most of the complications that life has to offer. I know if you think about it for a moment, you have to agree. Children complicate your life, but they bless you in so many ways, and then they stab you in so many places. And, well, anyhow, this is life. And life is what we experience here. I don't know after this what it'll be. Will there be a word for it? I don't know. We don't have that word on this side. Anyhow, I have to speak for my radio more than my own tired. My radio is showing it's tired. And it's always a pleasure to talk with you, Chad. We're going to have to wind it down, though, because this sucker's going to go, it's going to go dark. KK4JBQ.
Sounds good, Larry. I'm starting to show my tired, too. But I'm just going to let you know I got my ICOM back from repair. And during the repair, they reset, you know, did a factory reset on it, so I've lost all of the frequencies that AK put in. And I gotta be completely honest with you, this thing is a nightmare to get a repeater frequency in it. There is no programming software or cable for this radio. You have to hand jam everything in. It's an extremely complicated menu, and I've been messing with it off and on today, and finally got to where I thought I got the thing in it, and then I had this big message pop up on the screen when I tried to put it in memory that said, "Idiot." So I have not been successful up until this point, but I'm going to get it figured out.
It flashed up a message that said, "Idiot." Now, I'm a simple person. I can, you know, if you say so, I'll believe it.
"Hey, idiot. It just won't take it. And I'm feeling like an idiot." But it's just, this thing's not easy to program. Or maybe I'm just used to, you know, the Azu submenus, I guess. But it just seems like you have to jump around to, you know, 20 different spots, and, you know, they don't call the repeater shift a repeater shift or automatic repeater shift. It's called a duplex, and I just, it's just different language, a different menu. I'm struggling to know where to go to get it. And finally, I just got aggravated the other day, and I said, well, let me fix this right now. I'll just go to DX Engineer and get me some programming software, and I'll just plug this thing up to the computer. And it clearly say on the website, this radio has no software available to program. You can get a cable that, you know, you can do something weird with, but you cannot program it from a computer. So, it is what it is. I'll figure it out. It'll take me a week, but I'll get it figured out.
I have but one source that I would go to for a definitive answer as to whether that can be done. If there's any way to communicate with that cable, that's the one phrase that you uttered that gave me any encouragement at all. I would go to RT Systems and look for that specific radio. RT Systems works with every radio. It's about $35, I think. It's not free. Chirp is free, and I've used Chirp to program radios, and RT Systems is much the same. But it's for every radio that's ever been made. And that would be my one recommendation. But if they may, that you would have a clear, definitive answer then. If there's no second guessing if the people that make the very best programming software for radios does not support I forget what it is you have. Doesn't come to me. But anyway, I'm aware of it, just I can't pull that out of my memory right now. And if it isn't, then I've also had to program radios with buttons on the radio. That's no fun at all. I know what you're saying. Anyway, Chad, get yourself some good rest, and I know we're going to have a hot rest of the week, so take good care of yourself, keep hydrated, and take care of yourself. I'm glad to hear your dad is being ornery. I think if he's ornery, he's doing all right. What do you think?
You have a good night, and I appreciate the conversation. Talk with you later. KO4NUE, I'm clear.
KK4JBQ, I am clear and signing off.
KO4NUE.
OVQ list.